Shaja duba la jaze alo chudo jazo che dumba jum den den deje sheva ta jumba yanda ba zobe riba da jazo demba devara sheva jinden jemba kebo dube kalo jurwa lana Lada minam jendem ba sanje jum dende beja wa jaja duba la jaze la chudo Dumba jum dende dejen sheba cha jum ba yanda wa zobe sanje riba da jazo Devara sheba jinden jemba jebo dube kalo jurwa lana meba lada minam jendem ba sanje jum dende beja wa jaja duba la chudo jazo je hoi Gombo jeze jambe yala jaze lo kange lo je timnye tenje nyenda namda ramze ve chenye tumge chishin seje nyeje doga legba manze kanda sebe tsura mare mendo mando nge geze ve Chozo gwen la poje danze yan la choje yan den son Chodara che dro nyomo nyilon leje cha dro choze je Mari emeze donye nyogo jenye jenze raje nam Tene daje zaje dase yenden lunzo yaze tobe Chuta chuta chuni kente talu mese jambe yang la du Omo ara baza nande Omo ara baza nande Omo ara baza nande Omo ara baza nande Kera ve zenge dalı temo memba rabze ne kada tenju şonlu toba Lodju bobe nawa zedo se Jujin medo tama dreja lenje nyende genbande sange shindo midin buvay Jogun namda jin la jubara shoy Tamba ge namange chugu kala kenze tenjene Chedara zambe dujen zima la sabge chuge cha Abdo shoy Kanaya daya me Tsoji cho namala chanju bado tani gyabzu chi Tagi shishin jibi su namangi Dola penji sanji dhubara shu Ji chudang tsoji cho namala chanju bado tani gyabzu chi Tagi shishin jibi su namangi Dola penji sanji dhubara shu Chudan zonji cho namala chanju bado tani gyabzu chi Tagi chushi jibi sonamanji chola penji chobara esho Lada lami medami anji ombo dan Gyajin lazo shuji chola chawa cheba nama Sanji sumba rabdu shishin tewe kyujoba Deda shiji tambe chunin shinin deshishi Namo alaye geda luda nujin gen rubunda da miye genamdan Jowa gwenye chanam che zamba tamche kedu tagi chutun to
Good morning. and welcome to those who are here for the first time. It looks like busy at the back cooking for us. So normally what we do is, before we start the class, we share our experience, how we apply it, what we discuss in class. So there is always a sharing session so that we all can gain insight from that. So that's what we do. So those who are new here, so let's do that again today. So how did your vacuuming go this week? Was it different from the, you know, the past vacuuming, or you completely forgot about it? Anybody want to share? You are smiling.
Actually, just cleaning this morning, I thought about the broom being emptiness and moving the observation.
Okay, very good, very good.
To another location, far removed.
Okay, very good. Anyone? How about the offering? We covered about making offerings, water bowl offerings and all that, or is that you do normally, so there's nothing really special about it?
Well, I was reminded by that of the idea that you can make an offering of absolutely anything at any time. You can offer everything up. Of course, the water bowls and the fungal offerings are a chance for you to specifically concentrate on that. And the things that please the senses. But absolutely anything, absolutely everything offered up. And I don't usually remember to do that, but sometimes I'm reminded to. So.
I had an experience yesterday. I was going to cup food. It was the last of my runs for shopping for the week. And there was a family of beggars at the entrance of it. And the woman just looked at me and she did this.
Mm-hmm.
And that really went to my heart. And I said, okay, I'm going to offer, and give it to her. And so, what would be portable and, edible and so forth, so I settled on the watermelon. And so, bought one for me and one for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, then I was all happy and, I had it all in my mind how I was going to give it to her and just her, because she was the mother and so on. Anyway, I came out and they were gone. There was a policeman.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking about all kinds of things, including that they were obviously from, I don't know where they were from, maybe India or somewhere around there. And I thought of myself as the stranger, because I've been a stranger before, and I started thinking about, the suffering of people and so forth. So there's the watermelon. I think I'll put it in my room. That's bigger than the oranges, but I think I'll put it there. Because, I was going to bring it here, but it was too much work to cut it up here, and so anyway, I'll figure it out what to do, but that was another kind of offering. I was, it was sad that obviously they were chased away,
Okay. Yeah, offering, I think I have mentioned in this class before, but what I learned from my godmother sitting there is that this practice, so we have to do grocery shopping every week. So when we do that, come back and whatever, you know, you can keep it, you can offer it on the table. So that's really good. I thought that that's excellent idea. You are not specially buying, but you are buying it anyway. So why not make that as an offering? Offer that first to Three Jewels of Buddha, and then after that, you know, enjoy that. So I thought that's such a brilliant idea. And since then, I try to do that. So maybe if you want to adopt that, why not? Mm. Yes.
This week I was doing a lot of gardening, and on our terrace, there's a mulch bay, and there was a hole under it, and there was a baby bunny, brand new. So we just left it, and I'm going methodically through my yard trying to pick up all the weeds, and I was down in one section, and I was on my way to another section, and all of a sudden I looked over, and the rabbit was like 4 feet from me. And she just looked at me, and she was eating things in that section that I was going to go to. And as if to say, I really like this. Please don't move over to this section. And so I said to Chuck, okay, this may be the wildest part of our garden, but it's I can offer this to her, another sentient being, who is nourishing another sentient being, her baby, and keep her safe in our yard without having to go out and find other nourishment. And she just looked at me as if to say, she didn't run, as if to say, can I please have this section of your yard? And I said, just, that's fine, you can have it. Please don't eat my favorite plants. But otherwise, if you do, oh well.
Okay, very good. So this is all intention. So we may let it eat, or we may not notice it, but your intention to really benefit that, that makes our action virtuous. Virtuous, yeah. Hmm. Anyone? Yes.
When we have an opportunity to discuss offerings and some of the basic practices, it always reminds me of how important the practice is every day to make offerings, because it's a preparation for being less stingy, less grasping, eventually give away yourself if you need to. And I find it especially true if you think about, in my mind, how I think of making offerings to the Buddhas who clearly don't need any of this. So it's a good practice. We kind of have a deal. Right? I'll make all these offerings, and I will bring my mind to realizing that I'm giving it to you anyway, and you can do whatever you want to do. And I'm sometimes reminded of the opportunity to read the Malakirti Sutra. At one point, he's the lay person and practicing it, you know, and displaying all these wonderful bodhisattva practices. And someone comes to his house and wants to give him presents, and they give him a valuable piece of jewelry, which he promptly proceeds to throw over the wall of his house to outside in the street, thinking, thank you very much. That was very nice of you to make this offering. I certainly don't need it, but they do. Just like, you know, this is great. And then the idea that you're not attached to it as well, as I don't only make an offering if it'll benefit me. It's a sense that I'm doing this with no strings attached.
Yeah. So remember we discussed last week about the motivation, you know. We aspire to achieve Buddhahood in order to help sentient beings. In order to do that, we need lots of merits. We need to cleanse or purify the negativities that serve as obscuration at the moment to see the reality of things. So if we are able to make these offerings to cultivate merits so that we can progress in our spiritual path, so that we can benefit other sentient beings, then it becomes a real offering. And that's why it is so important about the how we acquire the material that we offer, because Buddhas they don't really need your offering. So it mainly is to please. Remember that the meaning of puja is to please. Well, whoever you are making this offering. So if you acquire that material through improper ways, through cheating people, deceiving people, robbing people, all this, then there is no way that Buddhas and Bodhisattvas will be pleased. So no point. So that is important. So even though they don't need, but we want to make offering so that we can progress in our journey to Buddhahood.
Yeah, it changes our mind. That's what it does.
Yes, yes.
Like in the case that, you know, I went through all that about this person. It reminded me of all kinds of things. And it doesn't matter that my mind got changed regardless of, you know, whether they got chased away or they received it.
Mm-hmm.
It changed for them, but in terms of the giver, that's why the... wisdom realizing emptiness is like it's there, you know. It changed the mind.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you more compassionate, and, you know, and more willing to just, you know. Just
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Could you only ask this? When we do the yunga, in the yunga we have this. When I do the offering, seven bowls with water and flowers and incense and a lamb and chopa and and then I do this from the new method I text. It's when I offer this, then I do the and then after that, then somebody is it okay to do that? And then you do the
Of course. Okay, of course, this is from a kind of tantric practice.
Yeah.
So you are blessing the chupa offerings first. And through you are generating that through this understanding of emptiness. Mm. Of course, that's the best you can do. If not, so those for beginners, yes, those who have no idea about this ritual, so we can just say Om Ahum or something and then just make offering. It is really your motivation, your intention. Yeah? If you can do that, of course, that's additional thing. Why not?
From the yoga, I learned that when you offer, you first purify with generating, you visualize as a with the gesture and the mudra, with the chaga.
Yeah.
I try to do it, visualize it, but then it's some kind of doubt because nobody told you to do it. So I came from that moment. I was doing every day.
Whichever practice you feel more comfortable. Yeah. Okay, so any more? Anyone? Okay. If not, let's party. So here we are. Today is like the last class for this year. Yeah?
For this year?
Yeah, this year means this that program that we have. Yeah.
This segment.
And we have come, I don't know, it's a long way. It really time flies. How many months do you think we had this classes.
We can look it up.
3 months. It's been almost, I think, almost a year. We started in August. Time flies.
When are we
resuming? Yeah, so we have we are going to have 1 month summer break, and then we will continue.
Where?
That one, yeah, we will let you know, isn't it?
Well, for a month or two, we will
still here. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Ultimately, we'll have to move. We don't have a place to move yet, so temporarily we will be here for another month or so.
Yeah, July, if we continue with the class, we will be here. The classes will be here. Yeah. So anyway, I wanted to thank you all very much for really, you know, week after week attending class. And I mentioned to you that I know that you have a gazillion important things to do, but you always chose to be here to spend your Sundays, which I know, now that I have worked, I know how precious, precious Sundays are. But still you chose to be here. So I would like to really thank you very much for your persistence. And also I would like to thank you all for giving me this opportunity. And I have mentioned in my first class that, you know, let's not this be the same kind of class, you know. Teachers have come and gone, and you have attended classes, you have taken notes and all that. But we decided let this be something different, where we really apply what we learn in a class. Most of the times, our tendency is, oh, there's a teaching, rush there, go there, take the notes, what you call it, ferociously, and then just put it there. Oh yeah, I heard that somewhere, this Lama told me. But we fail to really put them into practice. So that's why in the beginning I suggested that let this be something different. Let's try to, you know, apply as much as possible. And I said that I make almost every day without fail, I make this dedication that may I be able to help all sentient beings, and specifically I include you all in my dedication to say that, you know, may I be able to really help you with these teachings. And I think you kind of fulfilled my prayers, and I noticed that week after week you really tried to put them into practice. That's why you can come back and share with us. So I feel that, okay, remember in the beginning I said that even if I'm able to help one person, I feel that that served a purpose. So thank you very much. And then, yeah, because of these classes, it forces me to study, do my revision. That's really good for me. Otherwise, I would be wasting my time. And because of these classes, I work from Monday to Thursday. Friday, Saturday, all this I will be normally busy reading and preparing. So that would never have happened if you were not here to come to classes. So thank you very much. And then I thought that since we have this 1 month break, let's try to do some, you know, exercises. I'm going to give you an assignment. Yeah, it's something very simple, but maybe it can be beneficial, I don't know. I believe it will be beneficial. But before we dive into the actual assignment, I just want to ask some random questions. Why are we here today? why have we been coming to class every Sunday? Why? Ponder on this. Spend a few minutes. Why you have been coming? There are so many things you can do, but you still came here. Why? Just for a few minutes, you just think about it. Why do you think you come here? What is the purpose?
I have to answer right now. In a few minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
To attain lasting happiness. Train my mind, how to train my mind. It's everywhere, all the way up and down, here and there. So try to tame and chain and think about the next life or the, and helping being yourself tamed and attained those happiness, then help others who are who have no control of their mind and always consumed by anger and hatred and
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of things. Yes, Casey.
Rinpoche, you've really enriched my life.
Thank you.
Your teachings and the applications, they're very functional. And I feel like I've grown, and I haven't achieved your lack of procrastination, but I'm working on it, and it's getting closer.
Thank you.
And closer. But I'm constantly thinking, and as she said, I really want to achieve Buddhahood, and in order to do that, there is that process, and you're really helping me to work on that process and develop it. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Teachings, because they've been essential.
Thank you. You are very kind. Thank you. So, and also another question you can ask is, why do we do the things that we do? We do all kinds of things. Why we do that? So just to save time, I will answer for you. I think fundamentally, we want happiness. No matter what we say, oh, I'm doing this for this, this for that, deep down, we have this desire to be happy and not to be unhappy, not to experience. Our fundamental desire is to avoid suffering and pain and misery. That's why, that's all about it. We do, some people do this kind of job, that kind of job, this kind of job. But when you ask again, when you, probe deeper, it boils down to wanting happiness and not wanting suffering. But how are we doing about that? Are we really achieving that? Whatever means you are applying, is that really bringing you closer to what you wish, that lasting happiness? It is not. That's why Shantideva says this. I have cited this many times because this is exactly what we are in. This really beautifully captures our situation. It says, although wishing to be rid of misery, we run towards misery itself. Although wishing to have happiness, like an enemy, we ignorantly destroy it. I really like this. This captures, you know, our situation or our condition or our predicament or whatever you call that. Nobody wants to experience misery. Nobody wakes up in the morning and says, oh, may I experience suffering. Nobody. We always wish to be happy. But then he says that they run towards misery itself. Why? How is that possible? Then it says, although wishing to have happiness like an enemy, they ignorantly destroy it. So this is all talking about all that actually, here, this has the big meaning, ignorantly. Shantideva is saying that we are ignorant about the causes of happiness and causes of suffering. We think that external things brings us all that lasting happiness. That's why we slave ourselves. We pursue this and that with the hope that that will bring us happiness. So we are actually going the wrong direction. Even though we want to get to the east, we are running towards the west. There is no way we will end up in the east. We are running the wrong direction. Our destination is somewhere else, but we are going another place. Just to give an example, we emphasize so much on wealth and money. Look at this. This is the latest World Happiness Report. Finland scored the first in terms of GDP. Nowhere. America, I think, on the top in terms of GDP. But where is America here? Somewhere here. 19. Denmark, Norway. Of course, you can argue how they did the ranking and all that, but just a general idea. So this is suggesting that what we believe that, oh, money can bring happiness, money makes or produces lasting happiness. Obviously, that's not really the case. And there's something called Easterlin paradox. This Easterlin, this is a researcher who has been doing research in income on happiness. And according to his data, there has been a double, triple increase in terms of GDP in America, in Japan. But that did not result in increase of happiness. Of course, money has effect. So they found that money's positive effect on happiness is only at the subsistence level. When you are struggling with basic needs, then yes, income has effect. But once you reach certain level, income has no impact. It's kind of plateaued. The more you earn, maybe there is adverse correlation, negative correlation. Back in monastery, when I was my younger days, I have been running without even a penny, but I was quite happy. And there are most of the monks at that time, nowadays I don't know, but during those days, most of the times, even though we have a pocket here, you know, but no, it's penniless. But when you look at them, they're so happy. And then you look at those billionaires. Do you think they sleep well? We don't know. Whenever there is what you call the fluctuation in the stock market, is it you call that? Yeah. They cannot sleep. I told you about a friend who sleeps with his Bloomberg app. Every time he wake up and see where is this. If it's low or something, he must sell it or buy it. Whereas, contrast to that, in monastery, monks will be sleeping so soundly until the gong goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then look at the U.S. Can you see this is 1973? And then here is all down. And how about this one? In adolescence, young people. Remember, I shared with you about this, the depression. It has tripled in young people, in adolescence, in teenagers. But if you look at the the financial condition, this shouldn't be like this. If there is a positive correlation, it shouldn't go down. Compared to our condition to 1970s, it's completely different. We have everything now. If it's too hot, turn on. If it's too cold, turn on. You have hot water, cold water. You have all the facilities you can afford. That shows the power that when in terms of money we have, in terms of wealth, we can afford all this. But that did not translate into increase of happiness. So that actually suggests quite a lot. Why is that?
Well, we get shot at in schools.
Yeah, we have all kinds of problems now. One reason, look at this. There's a long queue. Gratitude, nobody. This is our tendency. This is our and I won't call it nature, our habit. We focus on only the negative side. We are blinded by one single negativity. We don't see all that good things happening to us. Complain, 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 complain. But you don't need to have all this money and wealth. You can still be happy. Look at this. How happy they look, pretending they're sliver as like their camera, taking a selfie. This shows that you don't need iPhone to, you know, to be happy, to have that joy. So this all boils down to that happiness must come from within. No point trying to fix our external condition. We won't be able to fix all our conditions. It is impossible. If this goes right, the other will go wrong. No matter how hard and how diligently we try, it is impossible. But instead, if we try to fix inside our attitude, our mental state, then even if you don't want to be happy, it will follow. Most of you have seen this. I like this one. This captures idea.
ไม่ได้อะไรเลยไม่ได้รวยขึ้นไม่ได้ออกทีวีไม่มีใครรู้จักไม่ได้มีชื่อเสียงที่มากขึ้น ราะสิ่งที่เขาได้คือได้แค่ความรู้สึกได้เห็นความสุขได้เข้าใจได้ความรักได้ในสิ่งที่เงินซื้อไม่ได้ได้โลกที่สวยงามกว่าเดิมในชีวิตคุณอะไรคือสิ่งที่คุณต้องการมากที่สุด
ไทยประกันชีวิต
Sorry, that's the whole thing. So you got the idea. You see, we don't have to be rich. We don't have to chase after fame and all that, fame and name. But just being kind, just being helpful, just being compassionate.All the time, you know, fixing our this mental state brings so much joy and happiness. So that's what Chandideva is trying to convey. So now how, so it's all about training our mind. Buddha said that, Tani tagi kyonyengi shenye sushi kyonduchu, Tani tagi tayanyi. Tani tagi kyonyengi, Tani tagi tayanyi.Something. But basically what it is saying that you are your own savior. You are your own enemy. So basically is that it's all, we have the control over our own life. We have the control whether we want to be happy or unhappy. If we are able to train our mind,transform our mind, then we can be happy. So there are one approach is what is called two-pronged approach to mental training. On the one hand, you restrain the destructive mental states, and then on the other hand, increase those positive inner values, positive mental states. So on the one hand, you bring this up, on the other hand, you bring this down. Then you will get there.So for that purpose, this is your assignment. In order to make it easy, some people will say, oh, I couldn't get print this, I couldn't prepare this. No excuses, I'm giving you the sheet.
Should we put this on the website too, so people can...
Yeah, you can do that. So what I would like you to do is that from tomorrow onwards, every night, remember we talk about, you know, how the Kadamba masters, every night they use those pebbles, two different color of pebbles, so they will just say, if they are engaged in negative actions, then they will use one stone, and then if they are able to do virtue, they will... put aside. Yeah, so if we were to do that, especially if we were to do while we are, you know, at our work, our handbag would be too heavy with full of that, those, if, let's say we use black stones for our negativities, we won't be able to carry, it will be too heavy. There will be lots of stones. So in order to save us from all that,So every night before going to bed, you just go through this, what is called the 10 non-virtues. Today did I engage in killing? Did I engage in stealing? Did I engage in sexual misconduct? Did I engage in lying? Did I engage in divisive speech? Did I engage in senseless speech? Did I engage in covetousness, malice, or wrong views? So these we call...The 10 non-virtuous actions, or 10 non-virtues. So these, we commit this through what is called three doors. So through body, through speech, and then through mind. So the first three, since there are people who were not present during the karma classes that we already talked about this, I just want to do a quick revision. So the three non-virtues of the body, killing, stealing, sexual misconduct. Killing, we will not go and kill human beings because there is law. Police will come after you. But we are more likely to kill mosquitoes, cockroaches. So here when we talk about killing, we are talking about insects as well. So not to kill any. But this, all this, of course, if you kill without your knowing it, unintentionally, that's not really killing karma. But we see a mosquito, oh, this one. That's constituted as killing action. And then stealing. This doesn't require you to, mask your face and, go in the middle of night. Go to your office. Bring paper. Bring, especially when there's a lot of working in the hospitals. Bandage, this, that. If you keep. So in Tibetan, we use this majimba lemba. Taking something that was not given to you. And I realized that yesterday when we went to the Minnehaha Falls, we took a train. I was surprised that it is really an honor system. There is no one checking your ticket. Before you enter the station, there's no gate, nothing. You just go and touch that, or you pay. You get on the train, you get down. Nobody is asking you. Nobody will come and check you. It's really on the system. So you think that you are so clever and you're not just intentionally don't pay. That constitutes as stealing. And then if you borrow some from book or something from somebody else and you intentionally don't return it, hoping that the other person will forget, that's also stealing. And then sexual misconduct. This is having sexual relationship with others' partners. In legal term, it's called adultery, extramarital affairs. Yeah. And then the four non-virtues of speech. Lying. So lying, I feel that the most dangerous part is embellishment. Some people like to embellish. If there are 10 people, they say, oh, there are 50 people. 100 people, 500 people. Very dangerous. Also, is lying. You are not telling the truth. Divisive speech. You try to cause a split. You go to one person and say, oh, he said this and that. And then go to the other person and you say, okay. You're able to cause that split, disharmony between two persons due to your telling. Then it becomes a divisive speech. Harsh speech. That is when we get angry. We will say all kinds of things. And then, many relationships or many friendships were destroyed because of this. With anger, we say all kinds of things. So, when you go through the list, see whether you have engaged in this. And this is very easy. Of course, here, senseless speech, but it's gossiping, talking about mundane things. We do all the time. This is most dangerous. Covetousness is, I think I gave this example when I saw that sale in Macy's store, that pillowcase from this made from Martha, the brand was Martha Stewart. It was actually, I don't know, it's $32 a pair or something. And they have this something called Last Act. I think that's the last sale they can go. And there is like $299 or something. I saw that, but I wasn't sure, you know, whether this is the size I need. I bought one, came home. I really like it. That fits my pillow. And then I thought, I must go back and get more. That's covetousness. When you want something, you want to have something, and then you made the decision that, yes, I will get that for me. So this is kind of desire, out of desire. Malice, ill intention, intention to harm others. You don't have to do anything. Just having that thought to hurting another person or animal, you committed malice. Wrong view, it is hard for most of us. It is you don't subscribe to the concept of karma. When you say there is no such thing as karma, that is wrong view. So these are the 10 non-virtues. So every evening or every night, try to go through this. And then see whether you can improve. Maybe 1 week later you will notice the pattern. Oh, most of the time I engage in this. Oh, I should curb that. I should work on this. And then you try the next week. Maybe you will see another pattern. Oh, now this has kind of decreased. Oh, now what is the one that I engage most of the time? This one I should try to reduce it. That's how we improve. That's how we develop. So when you do that daily on daily basis, then it comes naturally. Then it becomes our second nature. You don't have to put any effort. It comes naturally. When you are about to do something, suddenly you will realize. At the moment, we are not mindful. We forget. We don't even realize after we have committed these actions. But through this kind of exercise, we will be more mindful. So that's about today's class. And then hopefully we will resume in July. But before we rush back to the back for our food, let's see whether I wanted to show you something, just everybody to relax a bit. These are collection of answers that students, creative students, provided during the exam. So let's see how creative they are. Maybe you have already seen this. So one of the questions is, in which battle did Napoleon die? So the creative student's answer was, his last one. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed? How creative is this? On the bottom of the page. What can you never eat for breakfast? What do you think his answer would be? Lunch and dinner, he says. What looks like half an apple? The other half? If you throw a red stone into the blue sea, what will it become?
Wet.
What would you answer? He says, simply a wet stone. How can a man go 8 days without sleeping? You got it. He says, easy, sleep at night. If you have 3 apples and 4 oranges in one hand and 2 apples in the other hand, what would you have? What do you think? Very large hands. If it took 8 men 10 hours to build a brick wall, how long would it take 4 men to build it? No time at all. The wall was already built. He got here. For his answer, he got F. But he got A plus for creativity. Okay, that's for today. So we can go back now, enjoy the meal, and then from tomorrow, hard work. Back to your assignments.
So we should say dedication prayer before we do. So first the short mandala offering on page 4, and then the completing prayer starting on page 6.
Janchub Samcho Rinpo Je Mage Panam Ke Gyo Je Keva Nyamba Meva Yang Kone Kondo Pewa Sho Jetsun Lame Kuzi Ramden Je Namga Tele Jonjo Yeva Tang Losan Tenbe Jome Sansum Je Jove Mese Tatu Ne Gyo Je
Gangri Rawe
Korwe Shengamjo Pendan Dewa Maru Jungwe Ne Chene Sewan Tenzin Gyazo Yi Shabe Sete Vado Ten Yuro Che
Jampel Pawe
Jita Chemba Ta Kondo Sambo Tenyang De Shen Te Teta Gunge Jesu Talo Che Gyewa Dita Tam Che
Pertu Mo
Gyawa Damje Ge Mowa Kala Shoto Namba De Tage Gewe Tzawan De Gwen Gyan Sambo Che Che Rabdo Mowa Ge